Most of the jails in Los Angeles County remain in the high-security status known as a lockdown, following two weekend race riots that left one prisoner dead and dozens injured. To stop more violence between blacks and Latinos, inmates are now being segregated, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The L.A. County jail system is massive, housing roughly 21,000 prisoners at any given time. The brawls over the weekend occurred at two adjacent jails at a sprawling correctional complex about 40 miles north of downtown. County Sheriff Lee Baca says the violence there was just a continuation of what's happening on the street.
There was an ongoing gun battle going on with certain gangs, and the Latinos and the African Americans have been warring with each other for several years. We've arrested a number of these individuals and are now in jail. People from the outside are shot calling to the inside, to Latinos, to start racial disturbances.
The inmates in those two jails are now segregated. Baca says that policy will last as long as it's necessary.
Could be a week, could be 2 weeks. We'll have to play it by ear.
The problem, according to the sheriff, is that there are too many inmates and too few deputies guarding them. At the jails where the violence occurred this past weekend, there was one deputy for every 50 inmates. According to the sheriff, the national average is one deputy for every 10.
The current dilemma we're having in managing our jail population is the direct result of budget cuts that occurred 3 years ago.
Nonsense, says L.A. County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky.
Money's not the problem. The sheriff's budget has actually gone up in the last decade from $1.1 billion to $1.9 billion. It's almost doubled. And his jail budget is almost a 75% increase in that budget. So it's not a matter of money.
It's a matter, says Yaroslavsky, of the difficulty in recruiting deputies. Right now, the department's ranks are down about 1,000 officers, and it's tough to recruit new ones when they learn that after they graduate from the academy, they'll have to spend their first few years on the job as jail guards.
And it's not what most people come to the academy to do. They want to be patrol officers. They want to go out there and be out in the streets and help people and not be jailers.
And the jailers are working with more violent inmates. About 70% of county prisoners are either awaiting trial on felony charges or they've been convicted of felonies and are waiting to be transferred to state prison. Many of the county jails, however, were built to house nonviolent misdemeanor convicts, so they don't even have cells. They have dormitories. In the melee that broke out last Saturday, Latino prisoners in a dormitory threw their beds and other debris on African-American prisoners in a day room below. More than 2,000 prisoners were swept up in the violence. Donald Levingston, a 35-year-old African-American released from that jail not long before the riot, says it's hard to stay out of trouble there.
It's just a lot of racial tension. Everyone is separated, and the slightest little thing can start a riot. And, you know, when it happens and you're right there, you have to get involved. If you don't get involved and help your own kind, then your own people discipline you afterwards.
The United States Supreme Court ruled last year that segregating prisoners along racial lines was unconstitutional, unless it was absolutely necessary for safety reasons. But there have been more than 30 violent incidents involving large groups of inmates in the past year here, and L.A. County officials seem to agree that segregating prisoners is both necessary and legal. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.